So my name is Anne, and I am I'm a mother. I have three sons, and they're 51, 49, and 46, I think, something like that. They're well grown. And oftentimes on Mother's Day, mothers get cards that say, "Oh, thank you for being our mother," and "Thank you for all the things that you've done and didn't do, or did right, did wrong." And I was thinking about that, and I thought, well, a long time ago when I first started coming here, Reverend Nito is the priest who opened up this, and he's from Japan, and he's now almost 87. And he would say how lucky he was. And I was a therapist, and as a therapist, we would try to teach people to be responsible for themselves. It didn't have to do with luck. It had to do with how you behaved. And so this was like in 2000 when he said this. And as I've gotten older, I'm realizing how luck, chance, is much more important in our lives than what we think happens and what we think makes happen. So this, in thinking about being a mother, I'm the mother by luck. One little thing met this little thing, and there's a baby eventually. I played a part in it, but most of it was luck. Most of it I didn't have any control over. And I would say the same for being a mother. That there was no textbook. I mean, I had my mother that, I could model off of her, for good or for not good. But most of it was learning on the job, just like being a father. You do the best you can, and a lot of it is by luck. The personality of the kid that you keep slipping off this thing. The personality of the kid, personality of the mother, what their histories are, what the mother thinks the child should do, what the child thinks he wants to do or she wants to do. There is just, somewhere in literature, they talk about 10,000 things coming together all at once to make it happen, to make this thing happen. And if we look around here, for instance, somebody a long time ago made the tatami mats, and somebody did the flowers, and a car brought you up here. All these things, and how lucky we are that whatever comes out of that is what we have to work with. So I think that being a mother is really, it's really lucky, that I could be a mother. That I could have the sons that I have. I would say that I would imagine that your own mothers would say the very same thing, that they were very lucky to have you. Your mother would be how old now?
She's no more. If she is alive, she'd probably be 97 or so.
Oh, yeah. So very long. And her mother, and your mother, and we just are very, very lucky in our lives. And there are bumps, and there's a lot of things as a mother that I did that I look back on and I wish I wouldn't have done, but that's how I learned to be a better person, to be a better mother. Say, I'm not going to do that again, I hope. I hope that each of you just think about how lucky you are to be a son of a mother, of having the life that you've had, of doing the work to get there, to make things happen, but also just to be receptive to what comes about. I wish all the mothers all over the world, whether they're alive or dead, in the spirit, in the heavens, in the earth, happy mothers.